Now in Montreal, Murray Golan.
Along with Ian and Sylvia, Gordon Lightfoot and Leonard Cohen, Joni Mitchell is what's happening in Canadian folk music. She has been around the scene for the past 4 years, playing, writing, and singing in clubs from coast to coast, both in the U.S. and in Canada, and has written over 60 songs. Now Dave Van Ronk has called her one of the top singers on the North American folk circuit today. I talked to her during her recent engagement at the New Penelope in Montreal about her new record.
They're all my own songs, songs that I've written. And I didn't do an arranged album, and that was my producer's confidence in me showing up, because I think if I had recorded a year ago, I would have done an arranged album simply because I would have been afraid to do anything else. But he said that I should leave it pretty much the way it was, because my guitar playing suggested arrangements, and sometimes the power of suggestion is more interesting than actually illustrating it, you know. And it frustrated a lot of people who came into the studio because they kept hearing things. They kept saying, "Oh, I can hear violins in there." But he believed that for the simple reason that they could hear violins, that it would give a lot of the musicians fun to sit home and think up in their heads, you know, fill in all the empty spaces, and therefore it was a good idea. So he gave me the confidence to do it in a time when everybody was doing very, very arranged albums. And then in the middle of the recording, Dylan's album came out nice and plain, and we were so happy. It was like sort of like support from the local team, you know. Some of the selections have 5 tracks, you know, but it's all myself playing on it, with except on one cut, Stephen Stills from the Buffalo Springfield plays bass, and that was because he was at the session and he thought up a bass line, and we just couldn't deny it once we heard it, you know. It's just basically just my guitar and voice.
Are you a romantic as opposed to a cynic, as you sort of tended to suggest?
Oh, yes, I'm still very romantic about most things. I think that there's a bit of cynicism creeping in. I've even been told a couple of times in the last few months that I was showing obvious pessimism. So maybe I'm getting more rounded.
Outside of yourself, Gordy Lightfoot, Ian and Sylvia, and of course Tex Koenig, who is like making a name on the Canadian folk music scene?
There are a lot of people who are doing beautiful, valid things, as good as, you know, as music anywhere that I've been, who aren't making a name for themselves, but they never will as long as they're in this country, really, then that's true. You have to go to the United States before you'll be recognized. It was very difficult for me to get work in the Canadian club circuit without some sort of laurels or credits to my name, and Canadian credits just don't seem to be an act. It's really the old Canadian show business trauma. So Murray McLaughlin, I would recommend. I think he's great. I think he's one of the best young songwriters, you know, in North America. I can only speak for that because I've seen most of the new musicians, you know, if they come out in the daylight at all, I've seen them and heard them. I think he's fantastic. And Ottawa has a lot of budding poets and musicians, but they're not making a name for themselves in Canada, as you say. They're not considered successful, and they're not really even considered good because they haven't... They're still too local, you know. They have to go across the border.
Is it a matter of exposure?
But no one... How can you expose yourself? There are only certain clubs. The only clubs that are really thriving anymore are the big clubs, and they're out now for the dollar, so they want to bring in people that will draw. And how will they draw unless they've been heard of, and how do they get heard of unless someone else who's been heard of recommends them or has recorded their songs or something? So you have to go to the States. That's why I've been living in the States for the last 3 years, and most of my repertoire deals with New York songs and California songs, and my material is very Americanized. I haven't written any very Canadian songs. I wrote one called Carnival in Kenora, and Urge for Going is sort of a Canadian winter song, and crocuses and northern lights and things creep in every once in a while, but I find that my writing is more salted with American images than Canadian, because you write about where you are, you know, you're influenced by where you are. When I was in California and we were sitting around a lot and singing, I found that I had to write a new kind of a song, which I call a kitchen song. I have two of them that are simple little light songs that are specially devised for a group of people, and they make you grin and just sort of feel good when you listen to them. So they have no particular intent, you know. But on the stage, there are more facets, and there are more things to get at and more things to deliver and tell about. So I sing to present the things that I'm writing.
With Murray Golan in Montreal, Canadian folk singer Joni Mitchell.